Cycle Update. A Kraken Wallet. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I am your host. Kraken is now in the works, releasing its own cryptocurrency wallet. Just like Coinbase Wallet and many other wallets, Kraken's a little bit late to the game, better late than never. They said, you know, it's time for us to get into this, and theirs stands out in a crowd because it's self-custodial, fully self-custodial in two main ways. One being self-custodial in of itself. It's not directly connected to the exchange like Coinbase Wallet, but also it has open source. The code is open source, so developers can actually see the code that's within, unlike Coinbase and some of these others, where they're like, screw you, bro, we're not releasing our source code, Kraken's like, we want it to be open source, and we want to pay developers to try to find vulnerabilities in our wallet, because we don't want it to be unsecure for people, and we want to put the keys back into the hands of those who want to trade the cryptocurrency. But it also has a gimmick. This is nice. I like what I hear. Obviously, it needs to be tested. If there's people that do security testing, I'd love to see if this passes muster. But what they claim is that they're going to be using proxy technology. The thought is to be able to shield one's IP address, the identifying factor from your computer or your device, shield it away from those who might be tracking it to understand what those trades were doing, to make it truly permissionless, truly stateless, truly it's your keys, your crypto, your world. We don't want to have anything to do with this business, and we're not trying to trace you to the low level. So I'm very excited at what I see here. And obviously, Kraken's been under heavy scrutiny from the SEC for a long time, and perhaps this is their pushing back a little bit on all the stuff that's happening in the cryptocurrency world. So if you do get a chance, when this gets a little bit more traction, I wouldn't recommend doing it up front, but it's up to you. But I do recommend the Kraken wallet. Take a look at it. See if it's something that makes sense for you, because we obviously don't have enough wallets in the crypto space. This is true. There's tons of them. But if nothing else, I would tell you to stay the hell away from MetaMask, in my personal opinion, because they openly told you they'll breach your security. The Kraken wallet is talking about the polar opposite. They're talking about ensuring your privacy, ensuring that you control your cryptocurrency. They don't want to be in the business of controlling it. It's simply another option in many options. And it's up to you to make a decision. Of course, you think about all the hardware wallets where they're getting breached left and right. Nothing's safe. And so if you're going to do a smartphone, of course, Leister does not. But if you're going to do a smartphone, certainly make sure that the wallet that you choose is as secure as it can be. If you're on iOS, the store will actually tell you how much information that it's basically violating from your privacy. You might see that it's violating a whole bunch of stuff, or it's not violating anything at all. Android has some of that, but not to the degree, in my opinion, as iOS. iOS does a really good job of telling you if something's sketchy and shady. And trust me, if you look at MetaMask, it's absolutely nightmarish. And hopefully you're paying attention to that section. Scroll down the page, you'll see where it says information connected to you. And you'll see things like location, other information they're pulling from your phone. Like they'll see your traffic on your email or this, or, you know, obviously some of y'all duck email, but so your traffic on your text messages, your browsing history, you'll see that they literally take that information. And then what they do is they sell it and they make some money, because if it's free in the store, wink, wink, nod, nod, you're really the profit. And they're just making money off of you by selling your information to shady people on the black market. That's actually happening. So when you see in that little box information that is linked directly to you, trust and believe they're selling that information. That's how you're getting all sorts of spam and garbage happening. That's how all these breaches are happening. And most importantly, your privacy is being violated every day on your device just by having a smartphone alone. So any small incremental step towards a more private future is obviously a good thing. And so I do recommend at some point, check out the Kraken wallet when it's fully released. Take a look at it. See what you think about it. It's going to be supporting a number of the chains, which I think is really good. Fresh out of the gate, because a lot of these don't support many common chains like you might think. So it'll support Bitcoin, obviously, Ethereum, Solana, Optimism, Base, Arbitrum, Polygon, and Doge. These are arguably the most popular ones out there. I don't see Avalanche, which is kind of concerning. I don't see Phantom. That's a little bit concerning. So it's lacking. It's certainly not anywhere close to like Trust Wallet, for example, or Alpha Wallet, for example. But there's opportunity here, and if it does allow you to add custom blockchains, you can always add from the RPC information from the blockchain site to add custom chains, like say you want Pulse Chain or something else. So Kraken Wallet, second biggest crypto exchange, releasing its own wallet to compete with the likes of MetaMask, Trust Wallet, and others. I'm wishing them all the success in the world.